Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Glad to have you all with me on this beautiful spring weekend. Hope you're all enjoying the morning and enjoying the day. I know I am. I'm really, really honored to have with me, for your listening pleasure today, a dear friend of mine and a really amazing businesswoman, Laura Reinbold, PE. She is the Nashville Business Branch Manager of TTL, which is a geoprofessional engineering firm here in Nashville. She's also on the board of the Geoprofessional Business Association, and she is the first woman board member in 43 years of that board's history. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And Laura, it's so great to have you. I'm really thrilled that we finally got a chance to sit down and chat.
That's on the show.
One of the things I wanted to start out with, you're an engineer by education. Should let everybody know she's a Vandy graduate, so locally educated girl and or woman. And you know, you went into this field that really was typically a man's profession. Certainly then, I'm sure it still is. So I'm kind of curious what that experience was like for you, just kind of getting in on the ground floor of all of that. And of course, we'll talk about your rise to the top, but really let's start at the beginning. How was that?
It didn't seem different for me because I came from an engineering family, but I will tell you that when I hit the door at Vanderbilt, you know, I knew I was one of a few women, but I remember going into the orientation thinking, where are all the women in the room? I looked at a sea of what looked to be all male faces. There were women there. And it's kind of been the same ever since. There are women in the field, but not as many as you'd expect, and not as much project progress as you'd expect in the 25 years I've been in the business. There are a lot of reasons for that. Some of the sexier engineering fields get the women, the biomedical. You know, we're in dirt engineering. Geotechnical engineering is a subset of civil. And so sometimes you attract, you know, more men to that profession. Environmental engineering is also part of what we do. But I'd love to see it increase. I really would. And I think women in leadership will make that happen. It's a given that helps.
Right, right. Well, it's funny when you talk about it, your field of engineering not being as appealing, and yet you guys have fabulous buildings all over town and projects that you've done that are, I would think would appeal a lot to women in terms of just the aesthetics of it and the, you know, the outcome of it and all of that. 'Cause you guys have stuff happening, you know, throughout Middle Tennessee and, really interesting projects. But, what do you see coming up? I mean, when you look sort of at the next generation of kids coming up through the ranks at Vandy, for example, do you see more girls going into
absolutely,
the field?
Absolutely. And that's what's so encouraging. I help teach a couple of sessions of a course for design senior civil engineering students, and walked in the first day and thought, this is good.
Yeah.
There are a lot of women in very active roles, in the forefront. So very encouraged by that. I think the women who are coming into the field are going to demand it even more than we did. And I think that's one of the difference. You're going to see women advocating for themselves more.
Right.
One of the things that I think women hesitate to do, and maybe this is a generational thing, is advocate for themselves. And,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps that's even harder in an all-male industry.
Right.
And so teaching women how to advocate for themselves in a professional, respectful way is a great gift that women can give each other. So
right.
I think
well,
that makes a difference.
Yeah, and that, of course, leads me into the next step, I guess, for you. Who mentored you? I mean, where did you look for to find those people that could really – teach you some of these things, because there weren't probably a lot of women that had come ahead of you. So who were the people that you looked to?
Well, in two different, I looked in two different places. And one was the mentors within my industry have been men to me, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just been, there were not women mentors that I had.
Sure.
In my industry. I was also mentored by women in the community.
Mm.
I'm big community involvement, big on that. I think the lessons we learn and the service we give in community is as applicable as some of the technical training and some of the business training we have to how I do business.
Right.
So what I learned as, you know, working on nonprofit organizations as a volunteer, as a PTSA, you know, president in the school, those things I learned and sometimes women who mentored me there taught me a lot about leadership, about dealing with people. Now that I'm an operational manager, now that I manage people, A lot of those lessons and a lot of the things I learned from people who did it really well and I paid attention.
Sure.
That's
coming back to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Laura Reinbold. She is the Nashville branch manager of TTL, which is a geoprofessional engineering firm, not based in Nashville, but it's here and working on lots of amazing projects throughout our area. And we're talking about leadership and women in traditionally male professions and what that experience has been like. And Laura, you've worked your way up to a particular level. And now, as you mentioned, you are a branch manager and you're a leader of lots of people. What has been your experience with that? I happen to know you're an amazing leader. And I've seen you in action. I've seen you manage people. I've seen you speak and work with others, which I think is a natural gift for you. But I also think that it's something you've cultivated and is part of sort of our style. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what that's like being a woman leader, mm-hmm. managing men. How do you do it? What are, you know, your style is very unique to you, but it's also unique because you're a woman. And we all sort of view the world through our own personal lens, and that's right. Part of yours.
Well, and I think that's the key. I think when you become a leader, be true to yourself. You became a leader for a reason. You earned it. Embrace that.
Yeah.
Once you get to a leadership position, don't change the way you've done things.
Mm.
Trust your instincts. And for women and you know, people of all kinds of diversity, not just gender diversity, trusting those instincts, being true to that. For example, I tend to be more, I look at how things affect relationships and people very much. It's mm-hmm. the nature of my mm-hmm. personality. It's also perhaps the mother in me.
You know,
I'm a harmonizer at heart.
Yes, and a mother of four, I should add. In the middle of all this career success, she's also raised four fabulous kids.
So I think, you know, bringing that in engineering, we look at process and we have to, that's extremely important and we have to be very, very true to that. But in management of people, I can look at relationships as well.
Mm.
So that's something that I bring to that. I also, you know, I think at times, and maybe again, this is the mother in me, I'm not afraid of approaching conflict, directly getting involved in confrontation.
That's kind of a uniquely female communication style, too, I think. I know, as we were joking about earlier before this interview, I sometimes have that conflict with my own husband. You know, he'll sort of have like this little backhanded way into asking me something that he wants me to do. And whereas I will just come right out and say, hey, honey, can you do XYZ for me? And it's a lot more direct. And I think that's kind of maybe a gender thing.
It may be. And I do tend to be very direct. And I also tend to hold people accountable.
Mm.
But I'm also very cognizant of wanting it to be in their best interest,
mm-hmm.
in the way that they want to do it. So that relationship part of it comes to play. It's not just, I want to get the process done. It's we as a team need to do this. And so, you know, we're going to work on it collaboratively and we're going to get it done. So just one thing a mentor of mine told me was when you come to a role like this, everybody's going to do it differently. So be true to that. Know that the way you do it is you know, has value and honor that.
That's actually what a wonderful gift of advice for
Absolutely.
You, because it kind of validates who you are as a person and empowers you to find your style and trust it. And I think there's a lot of second guessing. You know, when people get promoted, mm-hmm. you may be really good at what you do. And then all of a sudden you're in this role, they give you this promotion and you're managing people and they don't really teach you about that. You have to kind of trust your instinct, find your way, find mentors, you know, all the things that you seem to have done very naturally that I don't know that everybody thinks about that when they get that juicy promotion they've been waiting for. So wonderful gift of advice there.
It was. The other thing I think, because I'm in an engineering field, a scientific field, is people in those fields tend to be very analytical,
mm-hmm.
and so they approach decision making by looking at things that were successful in the past. How did
yes.
we do it in the past?
Yes.
And how was it successful then? And how does the data apply to that now? And I tend to have a little bit more strategic, forward thinking in that. Looking at possibilities of doing it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's a gender thing. I think it probably is a little bit more. I'm into Myers-Briggs, and Myers-Briggs says women tend to be a little more that way. But I also think it is more unique to my profession. So that served me well.
Yeah.
Being able to look at tweaking things in a different way and not being shy to look at those possibilities.
Wonderful. I'm speaking with Laura Reinbold, PE. She's the Nashville branch manager of TTL, which is a geoprofessional engineering firm, obviously here in the Middle Tennessee area. She's also on the board of the Geoprofessional Business Association. And so tell me a little bit about that experience, because you're the first woman that's ever been on that board in 43 years. So
I'm very proud of that. I was very honored to be
asked. Amazing. It's a wonderful honor. And of course, you know, I'm kind of curious what that's like, being the one diverse face in the room. I mean, that's just amazing.
You know, they're all my colleagues, and I love them very much. I've gotten to know them very, very well. ASFE has been around. ASFE, the Geoprofessional Business Association, has been around for 43 years. Having the first woman on the board, I think, is something that was important to them, and it was important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was really stunned to be asked. I didn't anticipate it. And so it was kind of that, you know, that pageant moment.
Sure.
When you went, oh, wow, got a
lumber
clip. And now that I've settled into it, I realize I deserved it. And I love being able to say that, because we've worked hard. We've all, as an association, worked hard to help each other.
Yeah.
It's kind of heads of firms getting together to advocate for how we do business and do business the best we can for our clients. And so we've worked collaboratively. I've worked collaboratively for years with the organization, and the board is just an extension of that.
Right.
I, you know, but it was a validation to get on the board and become part of that board, and to realize I really did earn it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it. I earned
it. They don't just give these things out.
They don't just, you know, it's not just by virtue of they needed a woman and I was the woman. And for a while, you know, that's a little bit in the back of your head.
Sure.
But then getting on there, onto the board, and realizing I do have a lot to bring. And everybody does.
And that's also kind of a female thing too. Like, did I really deserve it?
Right.
Or, you know, we all second guess ourselves, and
absolutely.
We, you know, you're an extremely accomplished, confident woman, but there's that little voice mm-hmm. of doubt, you know, that we all carry with us, and it doesn't matter who you are, you know, or where you are. You always,
absolutely,
you know, which, oh, I hope we can breed that out of our daughters, you know.
I think there's a point, proclivity, is that the word I think it is? A proclivity in us to not want to boast too much.
Yeah.
Not want to advocate for ourselves. And I hope that in my daughters, especially in my son, that I've let them know that it's okay. It's okay to let people know what your strengths are and where your interests are and what you can do.
Good lesson, and sometimes takes a lot of us a lot longer to learn than it should. So let me ask you, just kind of in the last few minutes that we have here, what are some of, if you could give advice to a young person or any professional who really wants to move up mm-hmm. and really foster leadership in themselves and in their colleagues and their coworkers, what are like sort of your top five things that you could share?
And this is for everybody. This is men and women. But I tend to talk to women more, so I get a lot of opportunity to use these. What first is network. Build community. I think in Nashville we do an extremely good job of that. And build community by giving, not looking at what you can take from that community. If you go out looking for projects or business, you're not going to succeed. If you go out to become part of the community and to really – learn how you can help and how your business can serve the community, then you're going to succeed.
Yeah.
Work with integrity. Work hard with balance. You're not going to earn something unless you earn it. You really have to. You have to go out and put the mileage in. And there are no shortcuts.
Yeah.
There really are no shortcuts.
Hard lessons for young people to learn too.
It is. I think people think, you know, you can kind of jump here and jump there and get that resume built. You get the resume built by really working hard and with integrity. Trust your instincts. Trust your moral compass.
Yeah.
Your professional moral compass, especially. It really is important to have good ethics in how we do business. As far as getting what, you know, get moving along, the things that have worked for me is be very clear about what you want. Really analyze within yourself and talk to people, talk to your mentors. Really determine what it is you want. Earn it. If you need to have more schooling, if you need to have more exposure to different business procedures, whatever, earn it, and then ask for it.
Mm.
That's the part that I think gets dropped off, that kind of the lines of advocating for yourself. Ask for it. People don't know what you want until you
sit down. No mind readers out there.
Exactly. Yeah. So if somebody comes to me and says, this is what I'd really like to do, I am going to try really hard to work with them to let that happen. You know, if somebody's so passionate and asks for it,
that's
and
great.
Is worthy.
I want to come work for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. I've been talking with Laura Reinbold. She's the Nashville Business Branch Manager of TTL, which is a geoprofessional engineering firm here in the area. And she's on the board, as we heard, the first woman, yay, on the Geoprofessional Business Association, ASFE. But really, above all, a wonderful human being and a dear, dear friend. And I'm so glad we got to sit down and chat this morning. And thank you so much for your time, Laura. It's great.
You're welcome. Thanks.